Undocumented high school graduates in Arizona will now pay about half as much as they once did to attend the state's public universities. The State Board of Regents voted yesterday to make undocumented students eligible for a tuition rate that is 150% of in-state tuition. That means that where undocumented students once paid the out-of-state rate of about $30,000, they'll now pay about $16,000. Rachel Longang is a reporter for the Arizona Republic, joins us now to tell us more about this decision. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
This does sound kind of familiar. This is ground that has been trod upon before by the Board of Regents. Why so significant now? Is it different from what they've done before?
So in the past, people have focused a lot on DACA students, so students who have a permit under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. But undocumented students do not have that. And since DACA is now, I guess, like suspended, kind of up in the air with courts, they aren't accepting new applications. There are plenty more undocumented students than there are DACA students who would be going to college. So this is a move to ensure that those students, who are in a lot of times the same situation as DACA students, will have some sort of path to college that's affordable.
This has been kind of a controversial topic in the past, but it sounds like there wasn't a whole lot of controversy at the meeting when they voted on this yesterday.
No one voted no. There was very little discussion. I do think that like the tenor of this debate has changed a lot, and also the regents have been very supportive of anything that will get more people to college. We're not doing super well on college attainment, so they want to have more people going to and graduating from college. I think this is directly in line with that, so it certainly supports their goals. No one on the regents was opposed to it. I think judging from the things I'm getting on Twitter or in my email inbox, there are certainly people opposed. It's just not the people who are on the regents.
Well, was there any discussion? I mean, we had Attorney General Brnovich on the show a couple days ago, and he didn't say quite as much, but he's not a fan of this. He's one of those, and he has shown that he is willing to sue the Board of Regents over other things. Was there any discussion of a possible legal action against this decision?
I haven't heard anything, and this is all, I think the way they crafted this is designed to be within the bounds of what they can legally do. There's a ballot measure from 2006, I believe, that said that in-state tuition specifically is considered a public benefit. Mm-hmm. This is not in-state tuition, and the Regents had done the study that showed the cost to educate someone is about $16,000. So this is the full cost. So they're saying this is not a subsidy. We're not subsidizing them. It should be, I guess, above board legally. Now, whether like somebody sues, I don't know. I mean, people sue for all sorts of reasons. I suppose right. It's possible. Certainly the Attorney General and the Regents have not seen eye to eye as of late.
Rachel, from a speculation point of view, I know you don't cover the legislature anymore, but State Senator Heather Carter had brought up some similar notion of this. Does this stop any legislation in its tracks? Does it make it not needed? How could that affect things potentially in the next session?
So her bill and this for the region specifically is almost exactly what she asked for. So there'd be really no reason. She was also trying to direct the community colleges. That's where most students are likely going who are undocumented or who have DACA. They can't offer a lower rate because of that same issue I discussed. Their out-of-state rate is the full cost of educating a student. So they've said they're sort of stuck. It's possible that they could come up with some sort of legislative move for like a community college student. But again, you have this ballot measure. So what are you going to do about that?
You referenced the state's goal of increasing university attainment. Was there any discussion or have you talked to anybody about how much this kind of policy could help toward that goal?
It's unknown how many students this really is because usually people aren't asking, are you undocumented on forms and stuff like that. So, I mean, there have been reports that say 2,000 undocumented students are graduating each year from Arizona high schools. It's possible that's the full universe. Now, of that, probably, you know, at least half aren't going to be going to universities. It's a relatively small number when you look at the overall enrollment of these really large universities we have here. But, you know, enrollment across the country in colleges has been going down. We haven't seen big decreases in enrollment here because of our growth. So I think people are trying to, like, pay attention to where are our future students coming from.
Rachel Longang, reporter for the Arizona Republic. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.